Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Johnny Fabrecki and the great, the late great Murray Happ and the It's Friday song led by Murray and Tony Verhoeven and the Strawdy Breakfast Show singers there. For Friday, it is the first day of March. It is officially the first day of autumn and summer is officially over. I couldn't believe it. Got the car out of the garage this morning and driving to work and about, half a K and it started to pour. And I actually got pretty wet jumping out of the car in the car park here at Triple M just before four to make the 10-metre dash to get into the building. There you go. Amazing. They are just predicting today partly cloudy conditions with a medium chance of showers, more likely in the afternoon into the evening, and 23 to 29 today. So I've had it for a couple of days. The rainfall registrations, yeah, they vary between nothing in Taree to about 2.6 mils in Port, 1 mil in Kempsey and 1.8 mils in Coffs Harbour. It didn't last very long, the downpour, I can tell you that. And the radar only has a couple of dots. There are no clumps there. And no problems on the roads at this stage, which is good. Hope you had a good Thursday. I certainly did. Had a very busy one, foot soldering here at around Triple M, getting ready for Friday and indeed for the weekend. Plenty happening. Let's have a look at the major news stories of the day. Well, as you heard yesterday, the US-North Korea summit ended with no deal. Barrister Robert Richter, can you believe this bloke? He's apologised for describing George Pell's sexual abuse of choir boys as, quote, vanilla sexual penetration. Hello? Do these people live in the real world? On a lighter side of things, one lucky winner picked up the Powerball's $40 million jackpot last night. If someone at your work doesn't turn up, might be them. It's definitely not me. Is it you? And locally, a man has been charged after two recent alleged armed robberies in Kempsey. And a top New South Wales detective has been taken off the investigation into missing boy William Tyrrell over alleged misconduct claims. Now, what this is about, as far as what we know, is using a listening device, I think, during an interview. Now, you'll hear more about that later on in the day. In sport, how's this? Nadal has been sensationally beaten by Nick Kyrgios, and then he's absolutely given him a gobful after the pair exchanged a frosty handshake in Kyrgios's epic fight-back victory. Locally in sport, in swimming, the Warhope Swimming Club's Business House Relay is on tonight at 5:30. And we've got some semi-finals in cricket this weekend. Also, a stack of surfing action and some fishing stuff we're going to talk about as well. On the show today, it's our favourite day of the week. We love it. It's Friday. Coming up, Bluey Waters with the fishing best bet. Clubs out this weekend. Also, the TAB best bet and the all-important Bottle-O best. Also, our top three things to do around the coast. We'll release that after 7 this morning. Coming up, John Michael with all the Hollywood goss, including his Oscars review, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Frederick Chopin, Ron Howard and Harry Belafonte. Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union and a whole lot more, including Bill Buster's. I'll play a little bit of yesterday's money giveaway. It is just falling from the sky, the money in Bill Buster's. Remember, only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Strawdy for breakfast.
Yeah, 132710, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You can also subscribe to our daily podcast through our free Triple M app.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
On the Cactus Comedy Channel, another episode of Two and a Half Bogans.
Hooray for flatland mallets, we are happy little bogans. Hooray for wiggles and upwards, bogans win the day.
Hey, Santa, watch me. What am I doing?
Watching Gogglebox on the TV, Dave-O.
Yeah, and what are they doing on Gogglebox?
They're watching TV.
So, you're watching me watching TV of them watching TV. The world's complicated, Shaz, and my head hurts. Bloody gummit.
Eh?
The bloody gummit. They're supposed to look after our mental health, and they let shows like this on.
I'm home, Mum.
Oh,
Oh, you're late, Brocky, love.
Hey, you didn't get kept in again, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't do it again.
There's a note from school, Dad.
Well, give it here. Get me another beer.
Right on.
Oh, you read it, Shaz. The only letters I ever get are bad news, like car defect fines and notices from the council about the piles of rubbish in the front yard and that.
It's a circular from the government about getting your child immunised.
Hey? Ugh. First it's old people putting themselves down with voluntary immunasia, and now it's kids. Bloody government, probably trying to get class sizes down.
No, Davo, it's vaccinations against bad diseases in there.
Oh, we went through all that crap when Brock was born. We had to say we were religious to get out of it. Anyway, we had him circumscribed, so that should stop most diseases in my family tree.
Here's your beer, Dad.
Hey, it's half empty.
You shouldn't do that, Brocky love.
No, bloody beer's expensive.
Am I going to get immunised, Dad?
Well, no way, Brock. If we all did what the bloody government tells us to do, we'd all be working until we're 70 and not 25, like free-thinking people like me.
It says on the letter, the government will cut some of our family benefit money if we don't immunise our kids.
I've been thinking, Brock. It's about time you was immunated. Bloody government always thinking one step ahead.
Oh, but it's needles. It'll hurt.
Ah, shut up. You're having your shots. It'll get you used to having needles for when you get the tattoos we promised you for your next birthday.
Oh.
You're going to get immunized, or you get no Southern Cross and postcode on your legs.
But I don't want tattoos.
Now look what they've done. They've made him cry. Bloody government.
Bloody government.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Yes, here he is, the one and only, the man standing in darkness. Till April 7 anyway. Bluey Waters. Hello, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny, and welcome to autumn.
Yeah, thank you very much. Summer over yesterday, and I've got to say, we're just talking... Gone? Just before we came on air, I got in the car, you know, about 3:45 this morning, and then when I got out of the car, it was absolutely pouring, and I only had to run 10 metres to get in the front door here at the Triple M building, and I got soaked.
Yeah, that's right. We've had only 3 mils of rain for autumn already.
Yeah, very good, Blue. It's a nice start. Good positive start for the day. Now, beautiful yesterday. How did we go?
Did very well yesterday. Thank you very much. It was a great day on the water, and we fished all day, and we came home with some good results. There was some flathead. The best flathead I saw was probably up around the 65-centimetre mark.
Ooh.
Brim to 3/4 kilo. Whiting, some stunning whiting in the back estuary there, coming out of the back estuary, and also some blackfish along the rocky foreshore. So all in all, the estuary produced some very good fish, also some octopus, and there were some crabs. You know, it was a real feast day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Blue, after I fell asleep on the lounge just having 10 minutes yesterday after lunch, and I was watching Deadliest Catch. I mean, I know when you and Soka set your crab traps, but, gee, those blokes are a bit fair dinkum, aren't they, on that show?
Oh, they are, aren't they?
Oh, crikey.
You catch your fingers when you go home each night,
don't you? I'd say so. And the hooks that swing around, one bloke didn't secure the hook, nearly took another bloke's head off. But anyway, that is good. Now, what about for today? You're just on the top of the tide now. They've got these really good morning high tides, but very little difference this afternoon, Bluey. You're going from a 0.4 to a 0.9 high, and you've got the easterly wind, but no real strength in it today. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, I think we might just wander out to the breakwaters. We'll take our time. We'll let a little bit of the tide run out. We'll get mid-tide right through the bottom of the tide. And we might just try it out the breakwaters and try for a brim on mullet strips today. Nice lazy day.
Okay, all right, fair enough. A couple of dollars worth of chips and we're home for Friday.
On the way home, I'm saying, with salvages, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, very nice indeed. Very nice indeed. All right, thank you for that, Bluey. And clubs, we've got a few out this weekend because it's the first of the month.
Yes, in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on. It's 12 o'clock weigh-in back of the marina, followed by a barbecue. Also, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club, 12 o'clock weigh-in at the clubhouse with a barbecue. And, of course, our good friends, the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, their weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden, also with a barbecue.
Yeah, now talk about Southwest Rocks, but you and I have got to discuss something in the next couple of weeks because we know you're not going there for your annual pilgrimage, even though, as we say, you don't do anything for the economy because you bring everything yourself. But, Bluey, guess what's on at the country club shortly?
Tell me, please.
Piglet racing.
Pig- piglet.
It is. And I noticed you sent me a photo of the pork chops you cooked last night. Yes. Yeah, piglet racing. Now, we're going to delve more into this, you and I, as we get closer to this event and dissect it, as it were. I don't know if that's a good choice of words.
That's not a good word.
But piglet racing is coming. Now, speaking about that, the Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet.
Yes, before we get on to that, I'd just like to mention that you've got your beloved Mustangs going around this weekend.
Where are they going around, Bluey?
Over in Adelaide.
In Adelaide, that's right. Oh, yeah, the Clipsal 500.
Yes, just say, I thought you'd be pretty excited about that.
And the Mustangs, their first appearance?
Yes, so I think so.
Like that, Bluey, like that. The galloping horse.
Yep, now, the Bluey Waters Sports Tab Best Bet. This weekend, we're off to Royal Randwick on Saturday. We've got race 7, horse 5, Fundamentalist at 12-1.
12-1.
Race 7, horse 5.
Yeah, well, you're doing well. I mean, your biscuit paid $3.30, Bluey, and earlier on in the week, you know, for the big cup race there, the Hannam Vale Cup. So you are in good form, and 12-1 sounds good. Now, if that salutes
the Bluey Waters Bottle O Best Bet.
Yeah, the Bluey Waters Bottle O Best Bet this weekend. They've been a bit miserable this week, but we're off to BWS. We've got 30 pack Tui's cans at $53 a carton.
Ooh, what's that a grog, Bluey?
$1.76.
$1.76. Drink responsibly. Thank you, Bluey. Enjoy the day today. And just repeating, you're liking the look of this tide, though, once it runs out, you're heading out to the Breakwalls.
Out the break horse, cut up a bit of strip mullet and try for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
A possible shower and top of 28 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A man has been charged with two alleged armed robberies this week. The first, at about 5:50pm on Wednesday, saw the 21-year-old get into a taxi in South Kempsey, directing the driver to Leith Street, where he was threatened, cash then taken. Then yesterday, a 73-year-old man was returning to his vehicle in a Kempsey supermarket when threatened by the same man. Cash and keys were taken before the alleged offender took off in the man's vehicle. Soon after that morning, police attended a home on Tozer Street where the Queenslander was arrested and taken to Kempsey Police Station. He was there charged. Detective Chief Inspector Gary Jubelin has been taken off the William Tyrrell case over allegations of misconduct. It's in relation to staff management and the recording of a person while on their mobile phone without a warrant. The inquest into the death of the boy is still expected to go ahead this month. Pilots from Swedish non-profit charitable organisation Handy Flight touching down in Port Macquarie today. They're on a world tour promoting the message in light aircraft, visiting 40 countries and stopping at 150 locations to share stories. Cliff Prinzhorn, part of the team assisting Handy Flight around the world, says it's an inspiring story.
Designed to bring awareness to the general public about what the disabled can do. And that's whether it's disabled through traumatic injury or some medical event. It's comprised mostly of spinal injury, but that's just because we seem to be out and about most, and there's more of us that are spinally injured than other.
After Port, they'll head on to Lord Howe Island and then New Zealand. And Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has been on the mid-north coast this week. He's been in the region to support Nationals Cowper candidate Pat Conaghan and to speak to farmers, saying the government's standing up for them.
Getting on the ground, going to see some dairy farmers and get an understanding. Obviously, the dairy industry's got some real challenges. Agriculture is an important part of Cowper electorate, so going to be making sure we kick some dust and make sure we understand what the issues are for the farmers.
Looking forward to the 17th round of the Hastings River District First Grade Cricket Comp, the last of the regular season. No one will be able to catch Camden Haven from here. They're locked in for the minor premiership. A lot more on the line for their opposition Wauchope, though, who are tied for points with the Port Pirates. The Pirates themselves will take on Port City League's Magpies at Oxley Oval, and Macquarie will be travelling to Andrews Park, where they'll take on Beechwood. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions with Hutto, thanks to Camden Haven Marine, your Suzuki Marine dealer on the Mid-North Coast.
Good morning. We have a light nor-westerly wind blows, producing really clean conditions in those protected northern corners and most of our open beaches. But there's a definite lack of swell today. There is a small southeasterly swell and a second swell. It's an easterly swell. Wave size only around that 2 to 3 feet mark. I don't think it's going to improve at all today. We do have a high tide around 6 this morning, so the tide is starting to run out now. Low tide is around 1 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 22 degrees. And now for the surf this weekend. It's not looking all that flash for Saturday. Saturday we're going to start off with a southeasterly wind, then it'll turn easterly and strengthen during the morning. So that early morning surf will be the best on Saturday morning. I'd be heading to the open beaches in those protected southern corners. We'll have a small easterly swell around that 3 foot mark. Then Sunday's looking a little bit better. We're going to have north to northeasterly winds. Again, the swell will be out of the east, and the swell will be a little bit bigger, so those protected northern corners should have some nice waves around that 3 to 4 feet mark on Sunday.
Also, Hutto, before we go talking about Sunday, I got an email from Belinda from Crescent to remind everybody the fight for the bite is at a crucial point. A Norwegian company is planning on doing some deep-sea oil drilling in the Great Australian Bight, and they're saying, worst-case scenario, if it went pear-shaped, some of the oil could even reach us up here. So right around Australia, they're having a protest paddle out on Sunday, and the local Mid-North Coast one is at Crescent Head from 11 o'clock.
Oh, it's going to be huge. That's a great initiative by Belinda up there at Crescent Head. So, yeah, that the potential for disaster down there is just mind-blowing. So everybody should get behind it on Sunday.
Yeah, good on you, Hutto. Okie-dokie. You behave yourself, and we'll talk to you in half an hour.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Macleay Valley.
Riverdale and Beverly Hills 90210 star Luke Perry has reportedly been hospitalised after suffering a massive stroke at his home in LA. Lisa Sheridan, who starred in CSI Miami and who was once engaged to a star of Sex and the City, has been found dead in her home under mysterious circumstances. And on a lighter note, country stars Adam Eckersley and Brooke McClymont will play the Warhope RSL tomorrow night, supported by our own Star Maker winner and lovely young bloke, Blake O'Connor. It'll be quite a show.
I was really excited to get on the road and play in front of as many people as possible and try and get me support base up. I just want to say a huge thank you to Toyota and all the fans out there. Cheers, guys.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strawny for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, there in glory days. It is 7-7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Now, Lee Jollo is joining me, as he always does at this time. Now, Lee, I want to make mention of this. You know this term, zhuzhing, you know, it was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, I think, brought it in.
Zhuzhing. Never zhuzhing. Heard of it.
Zhuzhing, zhuzhing, you know, like teasing up your hair or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
The girls have zhuzhed the Triple M greasy barrel.
Oh, isn't it?
Remember it used to be clear perspex? What have they done? Is that like a... cover your school books with contact. It's got silver stuff all over it.
Yeah, it just looks like a bit of stainless steel or something, doesn't it? Just folded into place.
Looks very...
My dad looks like you could have made that.
Yeah,
but no, beautiful.
That's very good, sir.
Done a good job.
I don't know what they're doing with that, but anyway, well done. It would have been Christy, I'd say, and Ashley, probably.
Very classy.
What are the papers saying today, Lee?
Yes, so in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline, Nuclear Summit Collapses in Hanoi. The Hanoi summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and US President Donald Trump has failed to produce a deal, with a planned signing ceremony and working lunch abruptly cancelled on the second day of talks. In place of a joint signing ceremony, Mr. Trump held a solo press conference at 2 p.m. local time, 6 p.m. here at his hotel, where he said, "Sometimes you have to walk, and this was just one of those times." As well as that, Sydney man runs Islamic State messaging. A former taxi driver living in Auburn with his wife, children and stepchildren has been linked to Islamic State, accused of administering the group's encrypted messages and travelling to Syria in support of the group in 2015. And in the the Daily Telegraph today. They're also leading with the headline, Bad Korea Move, a summit between the US.
What a great
you like
pun.
That one? Bad Korea Move.
That is a great pun, Lee. A great pun.
Oh, pun of the week for sure. A summit between the US and North Korea collapsed spectacularly last night with President Donald Trump declaring, as we said, sometimes you have to walk, and that was one of those times. The North Korean despot Kim Jong-un had earlier said the two leaders sitting side by side must resemble a fantasy movie. But by early evening, the talks ended abruptly without any agreement about denuclearization. And this is a big local news story as well. We're talking about today. Top cop dumped from case. The state's highest profile detective has been taken off the investigation into William Tyrrell's disappearance for alleged misconduct, including illegally using his phone as a listening device.
All right, thank you very much for that, Lee. That's an interesting one because we've done some work with Gary. So, yeah, we're going to see how that's played out and find out more about it. Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, locally with you, you've got plenty on around the place. Now, it's some good police work. We've got a couple of people charged after some alleged armed robberies.
Yes, quick on the job they were. A Queensland man has been refused bail and set to face Kempsey local court today over two alleged armed robberies. The first occurred on Wednesday, the 21-year-old getting into a taxi and directing it to South Kempsey, where the driver was threatened with a knife. Cash was stolen and the man fled on foot. Then yesterday morning, a 73-year-old man returning to his vehicle at a Kempsey supermarket when allegedly threatened by the same man, his keys and cash stolen. That happened about 10:35 in the morning with the alleged offender driving to Tozer Street, West Kempsey. Police attending shortly after to make the arrest. He'll face court today.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that bad career move. That's very like that one, good. It's pun of the week. Fantastic. Thank you, buddy. Lee, back in around 6 minutes from now here at Triple M. Marina with the traffic next. Triple M from the best address in Australia, the Mid-North Coast, and classic hits like that one from The Doors and Love Her Madly. And talking about The Doors, it was great to catch up with Rick and the crew from North Coast Commercial Doors in Wauchope on Trading Thursday yesterday. And, it was great to have them on the show. If you'd like us to come to your job site with Smoko, remember just to head to the website. It's good fun. Every Thursday we do it. 7:10, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers and storms, up to 29 for today.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M.
In surf boat racing in round 7, the second last of the series of the North Coast Boat Series will be staged tomorrow at beautiful Rainbow Beach in Bonnie Hills. Kempsey Crescent Head lead the overall point score. Racing starts at 9:30. Here's Tony Key with more.
Looks like it should be pretty good conditions for racing. Should be a bit overcast, but yeah, it looks like that cyclonic weather conditions we had last week and have all passed. You threw a blanket over the top acres at the moment. Yeah, there's a couple of standouts there. I think Whoopi are the team to beat. In the men, in the women's, it's a good battle between Whoopi and Kempsey as well.
The legendary Wendy Matthews plays the Laurieton United Servicemen's Club tomorrow night. Tickets are $30. It's an 8 o'clock start. We love Wendy.
It's sort of a retrospect, and it's lots of older songs that people will know and a few new ones and in between.
And Theatrical Antics starts tonight at Panthers in Port Macquarie in the basement. It's also on Sunday at 2. Tickets are $25 and $10 concession. I spoke to Jay Corr earlier on in the week. It's a fundraiser for the Endeavour Clubhouse.
And the majority of the people that are in, including myself, have had anxiety and clinical depression. We've all come together. We've got a goal to work for. I really, everyone that's read it, entertainers and that, and they just said, this is really good. And the finish is just bang.
Strong's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M. I'm the free online computer generated voice for Strong's Breaky Show.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yeah, here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Holiday Coast.
Yeah, it is 14 to 8. A wrap of the Oscars from last week. Most of your predictions came true. And as you've said before, poor old Glenn Close, she always picks the wrong year to go up against someone.
That's right, exactly. And. It was bad luck for her. Olivia Colman gave the best speech of the night. I thought it was a terrible show. Dreary beyond belief. It was the second lowest rating Oscar of all time. And I got sick and tired of people winning, and with one or two exceptions, getting up there and with a dreary look on their face and complaining about their lot and how badly done by they were, how badly done by they were in their past. I mean, it was a lineup of misery. Now, another thing I've got a problem with, I don't know who half those people are. I don't know who they are. I mean, years ago, as movie stars, you knew who they were. I mean, these people get up and you don't know who they are. One or two, you'd say, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. But mostly they just float up and you'd say, well, who are they? And to add insult to injury to this awful charade of a show, they left people off them in memoriam. Stanley Donen, who was one of the greatest directors in Hollywood, directed Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain, yeah.
It's Always Fair Weather, Cover Girl, Two for the Show, On the Town. One of the great directors, particularly directors of dance musicals. He was left off. He died a few days before. They left Sandra Locke, you know, off the list. They left Lee Ermey, the fabulous Lee Ermey, who we remember for films like An Officer and a Gentleman. They left so many. What are they thinking about when they're compiling this list? Because they have people up there who certainly paid their dues in the business, but to leave off the... Oh, and Vern Troyer, little, you know, Mini-Me.
Yeah, Mini-Me, that's right.
Mini-Me,
yeah.
They left him off as well. Yeah. I mean, and Carol Channing, they left her off.
Yeah,
I mean,
some big names.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I thought they should hang their head in shame. The Oscars over the last few years has become nothing but a political rant by people getting up and airing their politics and how miserable their lot is and how dreary, you know, everything. I mean, I just think, would you be happy? That's why I loved Olivia Colman. She got up there, and I mean, she's come from a tough background. She was an office cleaner for years, right?
Yeah.
And she got up and she was thrilled, happy. She was at the Golden Globes. But some of them, and Spike Lee, when Green Book won, Spike Lee actually got up and turned his back on the stage because his film Black Klansman didn't win.
Yeah.
It won an adapted screenplay or whatever, but because it didn't win, he turned his back on the stage. Now, I must say I was thrilled that Green Book won. I thought it was a terrific movie. I thought it was great that the winners who won. I would have loved to have seen Richard E. Grant win Best Supporting Actor for the one with Melissa McCarthy.
He's a very good serious actress too.
He's a wonderful actor. Yeah, yeah. He was fabulous in it. But you know, there is a certain bias at the Oscars now. I mean, and I thought that guy in Green Book, Mahershala Ali, I thought he was very, very good. But he won, of course, Best Supporting Actor award last year. But Richard E. Grant was a surprise. He was just wonderful as this offbeat character in New York. And it's a true story.
Yeah.
Can You Ever Forgive Me? That was the name of the film.
Can You Ever Forgive Me? That's
Can
right.
Can You Ever Forgive Me? It's worth seeing, by the way. It's not a happy movie, but when you see Melissa McCarthy, who we all know is a comedian and, you know, funny lady, do this very serious role, she's marvellous. I'm glad she got a nomination.
Yeah.
I'm sorry Glenn Close couldn't have voted. They didn't have a dual Oscar. I thought Olivia Colman certainly deserved the Oscar, but I also thought that Glenn Close did as well.
All right, now...
I must say, I look at the show and I don't know who half those people are.
Amazing. Anyway, we'll see what happens next year if the ratings were that low. They'll have to do something. Yeah. Now, talking about...
Well, they've got to cheer it up a bit. Look, see, I went to umpteen Oscars. Now, I remember when the Oscars always opened with a fabulous musical number, when they did the nominated songs, they did the song and dance numbers and wonderful orchestrations and whatever. Well, I mean, none of that. None of that. The only moment you really got a great interpretation of a song was when they did the song from A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. I thought that was true. By the way,
I thought they were going to start making out John Michael.
I know. Because, you know, I think they have a great friendship. I think that's what it is. I like Lady Gaga. I think she's terrific. You know, she's got a wonderful voice. She's a very down-to-earth, when you see anything about her, she's a down-to-earth family girl behind all the funny costumes and whatever. She's a real down-to-home family girl. But I really loved it. But interesting enough, they're re-releasing A Star Is Born in America this next week with all the songs that were cut in back in the new version.
Right.
But I'll tell you what's been on Foxtel. They've recently had the Judy Garland 1954 version, and they've also had the Barbra Streisand 1978 version. I have to tell you, what they've done with the Judy Garland version is fabulous. They found scenes that were cut from the film. They didn't have any movie clips, but they used stills and the recorded soundtrack to put in the scenes that were cut, because it was at the time it ran for 3.5 hours. They cut it down to 2.5 hours or something. But anyway, I have to tell you, you can't beat Judy Garland.
No, that's right.
It was... That is the performance. How she never won an Oscar, I'll never know. It was a performance of a lifetime.
Yeah, and the Babs one at Fennec and put you off for eating. It was pretty ordinary.
Yeah, well, it was all right. I mean, in retrospect, I could say I liked it better than when I first saw it.
Yeah.
But when you see the two together, all I have to do now is do the original version from 1936 with Janet Gaynor. But it was good. But when you look at Judy Garland, I mean, this is a performance, and she was such a good actress. That's the thing that gets you. Not only a superb singer and dancer, but a great actress. And we watched her twice on Foxtel, and we said, you know, there are very few people in the world today that can deliver a performance like that.
John Michael, time's beaten us. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you same time next week.
Okay, Mark, have a good week too.
Triple M classic hits. It is Kenny Rogers there and The Gambler. And I know you had that turned right up, and in the chorus, the head was back in the car and you were singing, I could hear you. I've got to say, though, just between you and I, would Kenny Rogers' facelift have to be the worst you've seen since Paul Hogan got his eyes done? We're being a bit catty with that, aren't we? We're all paintings, you and I. But you know what I mean. It's 13 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if we can give some money away to Rachel. G'day, Rachel.
Hello.
Now, listen, are you old enough to know Kenny Rogers?
No.
No, you wouldn't have a clue what I was talking about. But honestly, he's a great singer, had a stack of hits, but he had this facelift when he was about 65, and he looked permanently, Rachel, like someone went up behind him and went, boo, like that. Totally always a surprise look on his face. Let's try and give you some money, Rach. What number are we trying to match on the wheel for 40 Winks?
Well, it was my birthday yesterday, so let's go 28. 28 for Rachel. Okay, here we go. Come on, Rach. 28 for Rachel. Here we go. Come on, 28. Come on, 28. Come on, 28.
Goes past with the camera. Can I come round? Rachel, it lands on the number 7. Did you get some nice presents yesterday, though, Rach?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, good on you. Well, sorry can't give you the cash, but end of the month, Chrissy does the big draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win that. And ask your parents about Kenny Rogers' facelift sometime today. Thank you, Rach.
Okay, thank
you. Okey-dokey, bye. Oh, God, I feel old. Now, if you are birthdaying today, I don't have any more birthdays in my book here. Some people are too scared to admit their birthday today on the 1st of March. It was Pernod's birthday yesterday. I didn't know it. Apparently he was playing golf, as you would do on your birthday, Pernie. I was talking to Speedy. So all the very best. I'm sure you had a great day yesterday and you would have had a big dinner last night and the odd sherbet, I'd say. So I hope you enjoyed your birthday. But if you're birthdaying today, people, I can tell you you're sharing it with the likes of composer Chopin, also the great Ron Howard and Harry Belafonte, all born on this day, the 1st of March.
Strawny!
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and here is Christy on our favourite day of the weekend. What have you got for us, Christy?
It is Friday. It is the favourite day. Look, if you did see a bunch of blokes this morning running around in heels on the town green in Port Macquarie, it was for the Him in Heels event, and it was all to support the Balance for Better International Women's Day events. So if you want to know more and get along to the International Women's Day breakfast, head to hbwn.com.au/events. so. That would have been funny to actually see. I wish I ran down there. Take them on. But the free lunchtime concerts at the Glasshouse as well, they continue today from 12:30. And Theatrical Antics, they're called, is on tonight at 8 o'clock at Panthers in the Basement. Also on Sunday as well and Friday the 26th of April and later on through the month. Tickets are $25 for adults and concession $10. And it's all to show, the shows to raise funds to assist them and the Endeavour Clubhouse at Hastings River Drive. And of course tonight, now the Wauchope Swimming Club's Business House Relay is on Strawny.
Yeah, it's on tonight. I thought we'd give Michael Ferguson from the Wauchope Swimming Club a call to find out if there's any smokies in the field there at the Wauchope Business Club's Business House Relay tonight. G'day, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Stornie. How are you?
Good, mate. These are always great fun. Always great fun. Yeah. Even though the parents embarrass the kids sometimes. How many have you got booked in to have a crack tonight, Michael?
Oh, we're expecting most people to turn up and sign up on the night. We've got a few teams lined up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the winning team from last year had to pull out for different reasons. So there's an.
Oh, hang on, Michael. There wasn't a drug test involved, was there? No one from China in the team.
Unfortunately, the guys couldn't make it, but that last team. But yeah, we had a really, really, really fun event for the community and for everyone. And a few parents embarrassed themselves, probably myself included, because people couldn't come down, best costume. They can wear heels if they want to.
there you go.
And just come in and participate. My team's going to be using an inflatable little tool toy to get one of our swimmers across because she's not that confident, but it's all about having fun. It's not about actual speedy, racy time. It's just about being consistent so everyone can participate. It's $60 for the nominated team, and it's all for the Wauchope Swimming Club and getting the kids to enjoy swimming.
Yeah, good on you, Michael. Nice. All the very best with it. And we're only joking about the drug test. Please, no one take that seriously. We're only joking. Have a great night. Good on you, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Good on you. And that's the Mid-North Coast Today.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good.
Strawny for breakfast.
North Coast, it is Trotty for Brekkie, wrapping up what's been a very busy morning, the Beach Boys, and Wouldn't It Be Nice. Good luck to everyone heading out to the Business House Relay and Warhat this evening. Thank Michael for giving us his time. It's good fun. Okay, if you missed any part of the show, remember you can go to my page and press catch up on the Triple M website, and you can download regular podcasts by using their Triple M free app. It's that simple. Whatever you're doing, have a great weekend. Now, Monday morning on the show, more of Bill Busters. Plus, we'll talk travel with Sonia sitting in for John, and we're off to Italy. Plus, another 1,000 to give away on the wheel. Enjoy your weekend. Ray, coming up after 9.
Making the best of each day.